designing organ stabs for Jungle in Ableton Live, intermediate sound design. Alright, let's build one of the most iconic bits of Jungle DNA, the organ stab. Short, punchy chord hits that slice through fast breaks, feel instantly rave, and still hold up in a modern mix. Before we touch a synth, quick mindset shift, start from the break, not the stab. Load up your Amen, or whatever break stack you're using, and loop a bar or two around 170 BPM. Solo it. Listen for the gaps. Your stab's job is to fill holes and add attitude without stealing the snare's spotlight. Here's a great test. Mute the stab and the groove should still work. Unmute it, and the whole thing should suddenly feel like, yeah, that's Jungle, that's the roll. Section 1. The musical DNA, chords and rhythm. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. Key-wise, F minor, G minor, D minor, those classic darker friendly keys are perfect. But honestly, any minor key works if the voicing is right. For chord types, you want stuff that reads fast at high tempo. Minor 7 is a staple. Think F, Ab, C, Ab, minor 9. But here's the trick. Omit the fifth so it doesn't blur. So instead of stacking everything, try F, Ab, Ab, G. Suspended chords are also very rave tension, like F, B, B, C, maybe add Ab on top if you want it more dramatic. Now, the real sauce is inversions. Jungle stabs often feel snappy because the top note is doing the talking. So try putting the third or the seventh on top. It changes the emotional color instantly without adding complexity. Rhythm. Keep it simple. Program a one-bar loop with hits on beat 1, the end of 2, and beat 4. Set your MIDI clip to 1/16 quantize, but don't leave it perfectly robotic. Nudge one stab a tiny bit late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds, so it sits behind the break. That micro push-pull is part of the genre. Also, coach note here, keep the chord readable at 170. If you're using 4 notes, consider making one note quieter, usually the 5th. Just lower that note's velocity. Your ear will latch onto the 3rd and 7th, and the stab will say the chord faster. Section 2. Build the organ stab in Waveitable. Create a MIDI track and load Waveitable. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Move it toward a squarish wave, somewhere around 40 to 60% toward square. That gives you that hollow organ vibe. Oscillator 2. Also basic shapes, but go sawish. That's your bite. Detune Osc 2 by around 8 to 15 cents. Not huge. We're not making a super saw pad. We're making a hit that stays solid in the center. For unison, use classic mode, 2 to 4 voices, amount around 10 to 20%. If you overdo unison, the stab smears and you lose that cut-through on the break thing. Now, the stab is really in the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, 0. Release around 40 to 90 milliseconds. The goal is hit, then get out of the way. Jungle is fast. Long tails just blur the drums and the filter. LP24 is a great starting point. If you want extra bite, try MS2. Set cutoff somewhere like 700 Hz up to 2.5K depending on how bright you want it. Add a little drive, 2 to 6 dB. Then give the filter an envelope so it does that little bee-wop at the start. Filter envelope amount around 10 to 25%. Filter envelope attack at 0, decay around 150 to 250 milliseconds, sustain at 0, release around 50 to 100. This is a big part of getting organ stab instead of flat pluck. Section 3. The classic jungle processing chain. All stock. First, saturator. Put it right after Waveitable. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If it gets fizzy, don't panic. Pull the output down and we'll shape it later. Next. Chorus ensemble, but keep it subtle. Choose chorus, not the wild ensemble settings. Amount around 10 to 25%, rate around 0.3 to 0.8 Hz, mix around 15 to 30%. The stab needs to punch in the center. Width is a bonus, not the foundation. Then EQ8, high pass at about 120 to 200 Hz, steep slope. We are not letting the stab fight the sub. Cut some mud around 250 to 450, maybe 2 to 5 dB with a medium Q. If you need more speak, a gentle boost around 1.5 to 3k can help. If it's battling cymbals, do a small dip around 7 to 10k. Now the secret weapon. Drum bus. This is what makes a synth stab start feeling like a chopped sample. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Boom usually off or very low for stabs. Transient up, like plus 5 to plus 20. If it gets too bright, use damp around 5 to 20%. Reverb. Keep it short. a small room vibe. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the hit stays punchy. Low cut the reverb around 250 to 500. High cut around 6 to 10k. Dry wet around 6 to 14%. You want a sense of space, not a wash. And then, for the real jungle drama, set up a return track called Verb Throw. Put a big reverb on it, like 2.5 to 4.5 seconds, darker high cut, and you only send selected stabs to it. Not every hit. Two or three throw moments in a section is often plenty. Section 4. Make it actually jungle. Resampling and chopping. This is the point where it stops sounding like I played a chord on a synth and starts sounding like I found a weapon in a 1994 sampler. Create an Audivo track. Set its input to resampling. Record a bunch of hits, different inversions, maybe a couple different cutoff positions, maybe one suspended version. Don't overthink it. Just get variety. Then consolidate the recording so it's one audio clip. Sliced a new MIDI track. Choose transient slicing if the hits are clear, or 1/8 notes if you recorded them evenly. Use Simpler. In Simpler, set it to one-shot mode. Turn warp off, usually. Add tiny fades to avoid clicks. Fade in 1 to 5 milliseconds, fade out 5 to 20. Short release, like 30 to 80 milliseconds. Now you can program it like classic sample jungle. Tight, repeatable, crunchy. Coach note. The sampler era feel often comes from tiny imperfections. Not heavy bit crush. Try small wrongness. Slight start time offsets. A touch of pitch inconsistency. Mild bandwidth limits. You can get there with subtle redux, gentle filtering, or tiny modulation. Just enough that it doesn't feel like a pristine plug-in chord. Section 5. Movement and performance control with macros. Add an effect rack on the stab track. If you're using Simpler, you can rack the instrument too. But either way, we want quick performance controls. Rate macro set. Cutoff with auto filter. Drive map to saturator or drum bus. Verb throw send map so you can punch throws in and out. Width using utility, but keep it sensible. Crunch with a subtle redux amount. And a tone macro, like a simple EQ tilt. For rolling movement, auto filter with LP24, and either subtle envelope or an LFO sync to 1/8 or 1/4 with a small amount. You want it breathing, not wobbling like a bass. Now, two important anchor concepts so your stabs don't become random chord spam. First anchor, consistent transient profile. Each hit should punch in a familiar way. Second anchor, consistent tone pocket. They should live in roughly the same frequency home. You can change voicings and do automation, but if those anchors stay consistent, the part feels intentional and musical. Adjust variation ideas, quick but powerful. 1. The lift stab. In Simpler, go to pitch envelope. Set a pitch envelope amount around plus 3 to plus 12 semitones, decay 20 to 60 milliseconds. The tiny upward chirp at the front helps it cut without harsh EQ, and it screams old-school sampler behavior. 2. Answer back stabs. Make two versions. One brighter, one darker. Maybe lower cutoff and more drive on the dark one. Alternate them. Your brain hears a conversation, and suddenly the groove feels arranged. 3. Hoover adjacent hybrid. Layer a second synth an octave up. Different waveform, shorter decay than the main. High pass it hard, like 400 to 800 hertz. Keep it quieter than you think, and don't make it super wide. It's edge, not lead. 4. Chord-to-chord glide, late 90s flavor. If you keep it as MIDI before resampling, add a tiny portamento. Overlap notes by 10 to 30 milliseconds, glide time 20 to 50 milliseconds. You get a cheeky slide between hits, but it still reads like stabs. Section 6. Arrangement and mix placement. The main rule. Pocket the stabs around the snare. Don't land right on the snare transient unless you want a deliberate wallop. Try placing a stab just before the snare for push, or just after for pull. Practical move. Shift one stab later by 8 to 15 milliseconds, and another earlier by 5 to 10, and keep the rest tight. That little human feel makes it roll. Use phrases. Two bars on, two bars off. Or filter it down into a ghost version for a few bars. Jungle loves negative space, because the breaks are busy and the bass is usually doing a lot. Try a micro fill, once every two bars. Add a very quiet grace note stab right before a main hit. Make it short, darker, like 10 to 20% velocity. It sounds like a chop from an old sample, and it adds momentum without adding clutter. Layering trick. Mid-stab layer mostly mono and transient focused, then a separate side layer that's high passed up around 600 to 1k, with chorus or a tiny echo and maybe a touch of reverb, turned down. This keeps the punch solid and gives size without messing with the low mids. And for clarity, side chain. Put a compressor on the stab, sidechain from kick or kick plus snare group, ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, just a couple dB of ducking so the drum stay king. Common mistakes to avoid while you're dialing this in. If the chord is too wide or too low, it'll fight the sub and everything turns to mud. High pass it and tighten voicing and unison. If you use too much reverb, you'll blur break transients and lose energy. Short room most of the time, throws only when you want a moment. If you don't shape the transient, it'll sound like a pad being cut off, not a stab. Use envelope, drum bus transient, and resampling. If it's harsh in that 3 to 6K zone, it'll get painful fast at 170 BPM. Do small EQ dips, use smoother saturation and darken the reverb. And if it's over-quantized, it'll feel stiff. Nudge a few hits, use groove lightly. Now a mini practice run to lock it in. Build the wave-eatable stab, then resample 8 hits with different inversions and cutoff positions. Slice to simpler. Create a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 4, sparse, darker. Bars 5 to 8, busier, add subtle filter movement. Bars 9 to 12, drop the stabs out or filter them into a ghost so the breaks and bass breathe. Bars 13 to 16, bring them back full tone, and do 2 or 3 verb throws max for identity. When you bounce a quick demo, ask 3 questions. Are the stabs masking the snare? Are they fighting the bass? And are they exciting without living in reverb? Recap. A jungle organ stab is a short chord with a strong transient shape. Wave-eatable with tight envelopes and a filter snap gets you the chord tone. Saturation, chorus, eck, drum bus, and controlled reverb get you the vibe. Resampling and slicing is what makes it feel like a proper rave sample, and placement around the break is what makes it roll. If you tell me your target era and vibe, like early 94 rave, late 97 tech step, or modern rollers, and your key, I can suggest a set of voicings that read really fast at tempo and map perfectly across your sliced hits.